Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
And good afternoon, everybody. How are you, Southwest Florida, on a fantastic Friday? Hope yours is fantastic. How are you today? It's Sheeman and Shepherd here once again, believe it or not, until 6 p.m. tonight. Craig, his final day of vacation, now to complete the weekend. He'll be back on Monday. Cristobal will be gone for a little while on a very nice family excursion. Big show coming up today. Lots going on. We're going to recap the NBA draft. I can feel like the force. I can feel the dewiness that is Craig Sheeman. Tingly, goosebumpy, because by all accounts, the Detroit Pistons, and rightly so, got an A-plus last night. We'll get into all that. The Knicks. Oh, and it's much worse than you think. It's fantastic. We're going to get into all of that, a recap of the NBA draft. Obviously, a must-win tonight. This is not a can't-lose. This is a must-win tonight for the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals as they try to stave off elimination here. And we'll see, because they are banged up as well a little bit. We'll get into that. Some college football news, some NFL news, including some more speculation about Deshaun Watson. Now it's worse again than we thought. We'll get into that. Aaron Judge and the Yankees finally agree to avoid arbitration. We'll tell you the details of the contract for this year. And we have a problem, and it's not a lip problem. We have a problem at the PGA in Cromwell, Connecticut, at the Travelers. That has nothing to do with any of the players. Something that I thought I saw once in the movie Jackass, although we'll get to it. I'm gonna leave it there because this was something to see, and I've actually got the play-by-play for it. I've never seen this before on a PGA course, and then we had a runaway golf cart. We'll get into the details of that. The phone number 239-337-3776. As always, you can listen a myriad of opportunities, as Craig likes to say, a plethora of stations: 98.1 FM, 104.3 FM, 770 AM. Also at ESPNSWFL.com, click on the Listen Live link. You can follow me on Twitter at PSHEP326. Follow Craig at CraigESPN. Follow Chris at ChrisINSWFL. And, of course, the station at ESPNSWFL. Pigskin Picks coming up today. Two big semifinals. Big Final Four.
Conference championships. You know, I've always said, you know, the championship game is great, but to get two games championship weekend, say it's better.
You know, this season really doesn't begin till Father's Day, after Father's Day. So here we are. We're just after Father's Day, and we got two highly contested games coming up. We'll give you the picks in the 4 o'clock hour. Wikipedia coming up today. It's going to be movie trivia. Don't know, that could mean a lot of things. Miley at 5 o'clock as always, and then Harry Carey at 5:30, but there is lots to discuss. Cristobal, how are you today?
Well,
packed.
Getting there. It's been a busy. Well, since I got off air yesterday, it's just been busy. But it's all right.
Yeah.
Finally got around to watching the finale of Obi-Wan last night.
I've seen it twice. I watched it again last night, and I know I'm going to watch it again. That I thought it was absolutely phenomenal.
It was good. It was very good. I mean, there
way
are...
Way better than I thought it was going to be. There's just scenes in there that I'm never going to forget.
It is funny, though. Like, the Star Wars nerd out there, and I consider myself a Star Wars nerd, but not like a super nerd. And there are people on Twitter that are upset that Obi-Wan...
And Leia...
that Obi-Wan is 10 years removed from episode 3...
And
is only 9 years before A New Hope, and they don't think he's aged enough. Yeah. And it's like, it's a different actor.
It's
just suspend belief for a few minutes.
Look, you got to think about it. They were, I mean, you go back and look at the history of Star Wars, whatever, and back in George Lucas, the first movie, which is technically Episode 4, A New Hope, to land Alec Guinness in that role. If you don't know who Alec Guinness is, I mean, well, I mean, Academy Award winning actor, I mean, he's like Laurence Olivier. I mean, that was a major coup for Lucas to get him on a sci-fi script like that, for him to commit to it. So, all right, he was, and they needed somebody a little older. So just use your imagination.
It was just one of those things. It's
I know.
I saw it on Twitter. People want to complain about everything.
I know. Okay, but they could. You know what? If they wanted to, Lucas and Comp, they could have superimposed. They could have made Ewan McGregor look older. Is that really going to satisfy you? I don't know. But I thought it was great. The fight scenes were as good as anything in the movies. Maybe not as long, but as good. It was really well done. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody yet, but it's so well done. Anyway, without further ado, before we get too caught up here, before we get to the NBA draft, let's check in with Cristobal, who has the first of several SportsCenter rundowns right now.
Aaron Judge and the Yankees agree to a one-year, $19 million contract today, avoiding an arbitration hearing scheduled for, it says Friday. Was that today or is that next week?
Oh, it's today.
Oh, wow. Right up against the deadline. Yes. So there you go. We got round two of the Travelers Championship PGA Tour in Cromwell, Connecticut. Right now, Xander Schauffele, he is your leader at 10 under par. Big group at 9 under par. That includes Rory McIlroy, Harris English, and Patrick Cantlay.
Ah, yes. Well, I'm just...
PGA Tour.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of the grades, in some of these drafts. And obviously, I'm going to start with a positive, because I like to be a positive guy, okay? And, in the words of George Costanza regarding Craig watching the draft last night, quote, "I think it moved." There is no question. They get Jaden Ivey from Purdue. They get Jalen Duren, big boy center. We talked about him a little bit yesterday at number 13 via the Hornets. And they get Gabriel Pachita, the forward from Italy, via the Trailblazers. A very good draft last night for the Detroit Pistons. And I agree with the A+. Absolutely. that's a good young team they got there. Jaden Ivey, Jalen Duren, Cade Cunningham. That's going to be fun to watch next year, Cristobal. It really is. Those three together. I'm really interested in Duren. He is a big boy. He's a true center. He's almost a throwback. He's a big boy.
And they needed some size.
Yeah.
I mean, they were a scrappy team this year, but they did need size. They weren't the biggest team in the world. They just got Bagley from Sacramento this offseason as well. DeAndre Ayton is saying,
DeAndre Ayton.
DeAndre
Ayton goes there, and now the East is really – now you're going to have like six legitimate
teams. You start looking at
it. I don't count Brooklyn as a legitimate team. I don't.
They're
dead
up
to
in
me.
The air.
I'm not even going to acknowledge them except to laugh at them.
But all of a sudden you start seeing, okay, Detroit has put a nice – young nucleus together. How long can you keep it together? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that can happen in the NBA, but it looks good right now. If I were a Pistons fan, if I were in Craig's shoes and I've been rooting for a team that hasn't won a playoff game in, what, like 8 years?
Yeah.
Maybe longer than that? Then I'm pretty happy with where that roster is right now. I think that there are a lot of other rosters across the Eastern Conference where if I were I would trade my team for that team. I would even look at like a team like Charlotte, where it seems like their ceiling, even if they get a little bit better, like what, the 8 seed? You know what I'm saying? They can't losing in the play-in tournament each year. That stinks. I would imagine that would be very frustrating as a fan base. Detroit looks like they've at least got the potential to have a star on that team, a couple of other good players, and maybe they can get one of those top 6 seeds and avoid the play-in.
And
in the future.
We're going to get into more about that. Let's go to the Miami Heat. They get Nikola Jovic from Serbia, forward, 6'10". Good size, handling, scored at 19 years old. Ton of room for growth.
Yep.
Supposedly one of the best internet – he was on the all-under-19 team, was a great player. Lots of upside there. Lots of potential upside there.
He looks – apparently he just had a huge growth spurt where he grew like 6 inches. So he's got that Anthony Davis syndrome where he grew up playing basketball as a guard.
Yeah.
So he's got that skill set, but now he's got the size to be able to, you know, play down low or at least be that stretch four. He's young. He's 19 years old, right?
Yeah, 19.
19. Yeah. I mean, the video I saw of him, he looks pretty skinny.
Yep.
You know, got to put some weight on that frame.
No,
but it looks like a frame that if it builds out and he does have that game, potential starter, right? Like a potential stretch four. I think that'd be something that the Miami Heat are looking for.
Absolutely.
And when you're drafting at 27, you're rarely going to get a guy that's going to contribute significantly as a rookie. You're looking for, as a rookie,
but you never
put
know,
the weight on, and,
yeah.
you know, and
you never
whatever
know.
You get from him next year, that's kind of that's bonus. That's the way I look at it.
And I'll tell you, for my team, for the Celtics at number 53, I'm ecstatic. J.D. Davidson, to grab him, you know, with the funky hair and everything else, and watching him play, I love his game. He is very, very athletic / sporadic. There's no question about it. But that guy brings a lot of energy, and I think it's a really nice pick at number 53 there. My only problem with him, and watching him in Alabama a few times, the knock on him has been the knock on some of the other Celtics ball handlers in the postseason, is he tends to turn the ball over. But nevertheless, I'm not saying he's, you know, he's the guy. He's going to be, you know, he's going to be it to fix this team. But I think he's going to have a good shot to make this Celtics roster. I love the energy he brings. He's very athletic. I'm looking forward to watching him in the summer league. Decent player, better than a decent player. He was a former 5-star recruit. Great pedigree. One and done year. He had ups and downs with Alabama. No question about it. But not a bad pick for number 53. At all. I don't think so.
Yeah, you're picking in the second round. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
You know, if you get something out of it, awesome. But the odds are he's not going to develop in anything that's, you know, short of a situational role player. That's kind of what you're looking for in the second round. Can he fill a little hole
better
on
Pritchard,
your roster?
A better Pritchard. Can he be a better Pritchard? He's certainly young enough. Meanwhile, there. when you look at the Knicks, okay, when you look at the Knicks, I don't know what to tell you. I was one of the funniest parts of the draft last night that I saw, and I made sure that I watched until the Knicks picked, was to watch Stephen A. and Spike Lee drop to the ground and pray to Jesus that they would be okay, that they would be fixed. And, you know, I'm a little Spike Lee'd out, obviously. I think a lot of people are. You wonder, there's certain people in New York that think he's a draw, that every time he's on TV it's something. But the Knicks ended up, they traded Ousmane Dieng from France, Oklahoma City Thunder. The Knicks made a whole bunch of moves. A whole bunch of moves, Cristobal, including, you know, Jalen Duren getting, you know, part of this three-way deal, this bunch of teams, and he ends up with Detroit. But do you know what they're trying to do? You know, I'm going to tell you what they're trying to do.
Yeah, they're trying to create cap space so that they could go out and get Jalen Brunson.
Yes. Do you know the backstory behind Jalen Brunson?
Villanova?
No, not the school. Not the school.
Well, but that's just, where he
went. I'm talking about in his pro. What's going on now?
Well, here, yeah, I mean, at Dallas?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. So, a couple things. One, people are like, well, why does he want to leave Doncic? Now, I'm going to tell you how messed up the New York Knicks organization is, okay? They're taking a big gamble here, as usual, and I don't know if it's going to pay off. Maybe it does. They want Jalen Brunson so badly, Cristobal. Did you know that they hired his dad last month to be an assistant coach?
Oh, I didn't know
last
that.
Month.
I didn't
Rick
know that.
Brunson.
That's college basketball stuff right
totally.
There.
Totally.
Yeah, there were college football too.
Totally. College basketball stuff. Again, Jalen Brunson, a free agent to be, they hire his dad to be an assistant coach last month. They did this last year. I got no problem with it. Last month. Now, it gets even better. This should be a Netflix story. The president of the New York Knicks is Leon Russ. Okay? Guess who is Jalen Brunson's agent?
Is it him?
Leon Russ's son.
Oh.
Leon Russ's son is the agent for Jalen Brunson. Now, why would Jalen Brunson, besides his daddy being at the Knicks, now, why would he want to leave Luka Doncic? Why would you want to leave Doncic over there? And why would you want to do that? That's one thing. And number two, is this? Are we going to see? Is Mark Cuban going to go wacko here and maybe so and file tampering charges? This seems awful fishy to me.
I don't know if that's tampering though.
Well, depending on when
you know.
I'm just saying there's something. I think there's a little bit of smoke here to look out for, but I cannot believe that they hired this guy's dad, thinking and maybe it worked. Maybe the gamble works. That Jalen Brunson's going to be, part of the Knicks' savior here. But a lot of people don't know. They hired him last month, not last year. And Leon Russ, the president of the Knicks, his son is Brunson's agent. Oh, my God. You cannot make this stuff up. You can't make it up.
I mean, Jalen Brunson, like, he had a few fine.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. A few good playoff games when Luka was out, specifically in round one when they mm-hmm. were playing Utah, right? Yeah, Utah, yeah. When they were playing Utah. But that was it. I mean, he didn't have any great games against Golden State, right? I mean, that was the whole thing. Golden State was, yeah. Luka got his, but...
And the Knicks made the first trade. Again, they sent draft rights to Usman Dang, the number 11 overall pick to Oklahoma City, for three future conditional first-round picks from the Denver Nuggets, the Washington Wizards, and the Pistons. Then they traded the Nuggets' first-rounder they received from Oklahoma City, plus four second-round picks to the Hornets for the rights to Duren, the Memphis center, who was picked number 13 by Charlotte. New York then traded Durant and Walker to the Pistons for a 2025 conditional Milwaukee Bucks first-round pick. It's a popsicle headache. So, again...
Hey, popsicle headache.
Yeah, again. So the 32-year-old Walker is on an expiring $9.2 million deal for this upcoming season. Remember, he got benched at the end of the season for not playing well. And I thought he would help the Knicks out. He kind of faded with the Celtics a little bit. I thought he might help them out. Didn't happen. He dropped Thibodeau wanted no part of him in the rotation.
His knee is gone, right?
November. He had knee soreness, but there was also something wrong with his game. He averaged 11.6 points, 3 boards a game. And people gave them a B. I don't give them a B.
Well, they got a lot moving forward.
I guess. It's the old Danny Ainge thing, I guess, when eventually it sort of paid off.
We do this in the NFL.
But this is not the splash that organization, that those fans were looking for.
Maybe it's a good thing that they're not going for the splash. Maybe.
Well, depending on what the splash is. If the splash was going to trade up to try to get Ivy and it backfired on them, I don't know if they even attempted to do that. If they even attempted that.
Yeah, they did. Well, Alan Hahn said that he was reporting yesterday that the Knicks were trying to get in discussions with every team from 4 through 8 to see if they can move up at all, and they just couldn't make a deal, so they moved back. Like, it's not going to help them this year, obviously, but do we mm-hmm. think that any one player in this draft was going to help the Knicks next year, be anything competitive? No.
I'm just laughing at the Knicks fans and everything, because I think they expected a splash. There are people that are the Knicks fans are livid at this. Livid. Oh. And if they don't end up with Jalen Brunson, if that should backfire, he doesn't want to come and play for Thibodeau and Daddy as an assistant coach. That's why they did all this. This is their backup plan. They hire his dad as an assistant coach. It still amazes me. I guess there's no the Knicks president, Leon Russ, his son is Jalen Brunson's agent. I think that is – I just think the whole thing is comical to me. It really does. It's typical. It's
the Knicks.
It's so Knicks.
Yeah.
It's so Knicks. But anyway, Just wanted to throw that out there because a lot of people don't understand, that don't know the backstory. And it, for Knicks fans' sake, you better get Jalen Brunson, because if you don't, and they're going to raise ticket prices, you know that. They'll raise ticket prices again.
Yeah, I mean, that's not...
They've won... You know how many playoff series they've won in the last 21 years?
21?
Last 21 years. How many playoff series they've won?
Four?
One.
That's it?
One. One. One playoff series the last 21 years.
That's wild.
Yep.
Not shocking, but... Are you... So Carmelo only won one playoff series?
Yeah. They put the, I saw a stat this morning. They put it up on one of the shows this morning real quick, and it stuck in my brain.
Huh.
Yep. Yep.
Well, maybe it's good they're trying something new then.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
Look, I think that for that organization, that franchise, a lot like yesterday talking about Arch Manning going to Texas, and if it brings Texas back to national championship level, it's great for the entire sport. It brings in a brand. New York, I hope it works, but ultimately it's the ownership there, and that's the main problem, and it probably won't change until the ownership changes, and that's not going to happen.
The other quote this morning, Molly says, it's clear that New York is no longer the basketball mecca of the world, of the United States.
Last night did it.
Yesterday, and Stephen A. said, absolutely, it is no longer the mecca. You know,
yeah.
Nostalgia's playing. It's more fun for college teams to go in there and play.
Yeah, yeah.
I think opposing teams welcome going to play in Madison Square Garden. Why would you be afraid of playing them? You wouldn't. So overall, last night you had. Some people were going crazy because Banchero was first overall pick. That didn't bother. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, people seem like they're mad because they get the Jabari Smith pick wrong. Some people seem offended when they get picks wrong and this stuff. Who cares?
Vegas knew.
Yeah. They did. So Banchero out of Duke goes to Orlando.
I hope it works out for him, but it's just. Who knows with the Magic?
You don't know.
I like their guards. I think their backcourt looks good now moving forward with Cole Anthony and Suggs from Gonzaga. I like that, but they got to get one of those big guys got to hit, and if Banchero can help them, you know, that's three ball handlers that they can have on the court.
Speaking of Gonzaga, they get Chet Holmgren, good pick, for them. 7-foot guy, make threes, good pick for them.
Smallest,
maybe KD will go back there. Maybe
smallest
KD will
shoulders
go back
on
there.
The planet.
Yeah, yes. Jabari Smith again out of Auburn goes to Houston, so he'll be with Jalen Green over there. Keegan Murray. Now, that, I mean, people were a little bit surprised again by Keegan Murray, not Jaden Ivey. Keegan Murray went from out of Iowa, power forward going there. And then Detroit gets Jaden Ivey out of Purdue. Craig was praising him on Twitter today.
Yeah, I tagged him in a tweet last night, and he finally responded. And it's a good pick. Boiler up.
It's a very good pick. Again, the Pistons did a great job last night. They absolutely, to me, they were the A-plus of the draft.
Yep.
There's no doubt about
it. I agree.
Then you had Benedict Mathurin out of Arizona go to Indiana. Shaedon Sharpe out of Kentucky goes to Portland.
That's the one. That's for, I don't know if we have any Trailblazers fans. I mean, that's a pretty obscure team to root for down here, but maybe there's one or two. Like, that's fun that the one guy in the draft that had all the question marks around it.
Yeah.
But you listen to people in the know, how good could he be? He could be spectacular. He could be a bigger version of James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
That's his pro comp is James Harden.
Explosive,
if it hits, great.
Explosive
awesome.
Scorer, ridiculous size, on the wing. I mean, and he's very athletic. And also, I think an underrated defensive player, too. But it's going to take some time, more than likely. The Pelicans get from the Lakers, get shooting guard Dyson Daniels that nobody knows about from the G League. Somehow they got an A+.
The Lakers?
No, the New Orleans Pelicans got an A+ with this pick.
Okay. I'll take their word for it.
Okay. San Antonio with Jeremy Sochan out of Baylor. I saw four projections. They all had Johnny Davis going to Washington at number 10. I think they got a steal. I think Johnny Davis is an absolute steal at 10. It kind of reminds me of when Paul Pierce fell to 10 for the Celtics back in the day because of what happened his senior year at Kansas, even because they didn't make it to the Final Four because they beat Rhode Island in the Sweet 16. I think Johnny Davis is a hell of a player. And I wonder how he and Bradley Beal, if he remains there, those two guys, could be pretty formidable. It takes some time. So, again, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But, Jalen Duren to Detroit, too, is a big
deal. Did you take my advice and have Twitter open during the draft?
Yeah, I did. I saw.
It was Woj and Shams. If you followed their pages, you had the picks three minutes before they were announced on TV. And they were competing. They kind of alternated on who would have the news first. The best one was right around like pick 15. I forget where it was, but they tweeted out the pick within 2 seconds of each other.
Yeah.
It's like they're on a group chain with each other, and they're like, all right, 3, 2, 1, start typing now.
Yeah. I was watching another show. I was not watching the draft live. I had it on my left, but then I put it on live when the next pick came
in
up.
In fact,
and I had to laugh.
Yahoo Sports Twitter account had, they had Shams, tweets like as their backdrop.
Yeah.
So they were actually telling you the picks before the, and I forgot it. I didn't know ABC had it. So I was watching Perk on ESPN. He's Perk something else, man.
He is.
He just doesn't care about guys' last names and he'll butcher it whatever.
Yep.
On to the next one.
But the
Yahoo Sports was who had it all first.
I don't know why some of these foreign. I don't know why. To me, it's. And I don't know if it's written out this way. When you have foreign names, what I've always done in this business, I just write them out phonetically, on the whole. So when you're going into a big time national broadcast like that, you gotta have the name spelled out phonetically. And most of the time, the NBA will release all these notes and will have it spelled out phonetically, yet. Some people still screw it up. Shouldn't happen, but it does. All right, more on that and lots more going on. We got a game 5 tonight in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Tampa Bay Lightning trying to stay alive in Colorado, and they are a bit banged up with Braden Point, Eric Cernak, and Anthony Cirelli. I don't know if any of those guys are going to play tonight, to be honest with you. Braden Point is still the... the big name out there, but still, you've got Anthony Cirelli, big defensive center, and Cernak as well, defenseman. Can't really afford it. They got to have at least two of those three in the lineup tonight. They're going to be in serious trouble. That building is going to be out of control. We'll get into it and a lot more. Lots of NFL news. Aaron Judge signs with the Yankees, and even some College World Series news and some college baseball news, actually. You might be interested in real quick, a little blurb. More right now, though, register to win a free home generator at ESPNSWFL.com. Log on and click on the Gavin's Ace Hardware Hurricane Central page. At the end of the month, we will select a winner for a free home generator. The Gavin's Ace Hardware Hurricane Central page is brought to you by 888 Sean King. Car, accident, medical malpractice, wrongful death, call 888 Sean King. And by Powerhouse Home Services for all your hurricane needs. Go to PowerhouseSWFL.com. It's Sheeman and Shepherd until 6 on a Friday on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Back here, Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon. Still a little muggy out there, but that's okay. Looking forward to playing golf tomorrow morning. First time since our tournament. Looking forward to it. Gonna lose about 10 pounds, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Hydrate. That's the key.
Oh, yeah. It's 8 o'clock. I will be. I do hydrate. I have no problem with that. 239-337-3776. 239-337-3776. Pete and Chris in the house. Craig is off today. He will be back on Monday, as will I. Crystal ball will not. He's going on find the Holy Grail, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Alexandria. That's the starting point.
Okay.
Alexandria.
All right.
Then follow the Crescent Moon Canyon.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll find it.
There's the Prime Meridian, too, that's involved somehow. Yeah. I gotcha. What do they say in...
You see Indiana Jones and
No, Da Vinci Code. They've got the Rose Line or something that.
Yeah. You can combine the two. Well, you kind of you have to be in France for that. You know?
I'm good. Small. It's a small area of the world.
Anyway, 239-337-3776. Interesting stuff about Deshaun Watson. I'll get to Stanley Cup Game 5. Like I said, the thing about Stanley Cup, and Cooper did not update any injuries yesterday. I haven't seen anything yet today. Braden Point, lower body injury. Eric Cernak, defenseman, and Anthony Cirelli, the big checking line defenseman defensive center. All three may play. All three may not play.
Oh, that's good to know.
I don't know. They're all banged. They Point didn't play the last game, and the other two got banged up during the game. And I'm not sure what their status is tonight. But, you can go that way. It's big. Colorado's big favorite tonight, up to minus 175. My guess is going to be like minus 200
by the time it closes, by
face-off. Yeah. So.
I don't know how you go against them at home.
I don't think you lay the two. I think you go minus a goal and a half. They're going to win 5-3 or 4. I think that's how you play it. Won some shekels on the Yankees last night.
Yep.
All right. Before I get started, quickly, Aaron Judge. So he signs. They avoid arbitration. He and the Yankees right before arbitration is supposed to start. So he gets in. The Yankees are offering 21. The Yankees were, he was getting 17 mil. The Yankee, he wanted 21. They gave him 19. They split the difference, all right, for this year.
And then he's a free agent.
Then he's going bye-bye. By all accounts, he's going bye-bye. Yeah. His starting contract will begin with the number three, $300 million plus.
Ooh, after this year? It might be a four.
It could be a four.
It could be a four.
It's going to be at least a three.
If he puts 60 home runs up, which is a possibility... That number, it could be four's a lot. But
the only reason I say that's going to be difficult because I don't know how many at bats he's going to get without being intentionally walked. You know?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be Barry Bonds-esque now down the stretch, and you know he had the big game when he hit left. And by the way, nothing he did this year was going to be in play in arbitration.
No.
Nothing.
No.
So in arbitration, as everybody knows, in case you don't know how it works. It would be like if I was negotiating a new contract and Chris was in, we were to arbitration, and Chris would have to tell everybody how badly I suck. But that's what happened. So imagine Yankees and telling you got to tell the arbitration, and they've done it with Jeter before. They did it with Mariano Rivera twice. Imagine going into an arbitrator to try to tell him how bad bad points.
He's not underpaid.
Yeah. But Judge has been on. I mean, he's made $500,000, I think $600,000, $9 million, and now he's going to make $19 million. But vastly, again, athletes, different world. It's not the real world. Yes, they're all spoiled. I get it. But when you look at the numbers he's put up,
he's been grossly underpaid.
Grossly underpaid.
I mean,
and I can't believe that the Yankees were arguing over Peasley $4 million with this. And, they came to an accord for $19 million. But he's either going to go across the way to the Mets or godly knows where else he's going to be.
Oh, Cohen is going to pay whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants. And that's why it's going to be between $300 and $400 million, I think.
You think your boys make a run?
Mega deal. I don't know. No, I don't.
Because you don't think so?
Unless, you know, if they should have done it, if they're going to do it with Mookie Betts.
Well, but with Mookie Betts, and this is the way I remember it, tell me if I'm wrong, that they needed to get below the luxury tax for 1 year to reset everything.
Yeah, but that's never really bothered them before. Kind of nonsense. That stuff with the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Red Sox, throw that stuff out. I'm tired of hearing that. You know?
But that was the reason that they used.
That's what they used.
Well, if you just take that excuse that they used before the 2020 season, apply it to that, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, now you've hit reset.
And
he's not the defensive player Mookie Betts is, but he's every bit the offensive player.
No, and to the Red Sox credit, it's worked out. I mean, they were two games away from getting the World Series last year. They beat Tampa Bay. They gave Houston all they can handle. And right now they're playing out of their minds, and they haven't got Chris Sale back yet. And he's supposed to be back hopefully before the All-Star break. They're 16-4, big series coming up. They're right there. They've been to playoffs since the playoffs started today after starting 10-19 and losing six games in extra innings.
But, I mean, what, do the Dodgers just continue to pay everybody in the sport?
No, you can't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you start looking around at the other – maybe it doesn't hit 400 because there's just not the suitors.
I'm looking at
because the Yankees will make a run at him.
Oh, the Yankees should make a run at him. Obviously, they hate losing back page stories to the Mets. They hate that more than anything.
They offered him what, 220 before the season, just south of it.
Yeah,
219, 217, something like that.
It was $30 million a year.
Yeah,
not enough.
Oh, now, Golden Knight says 233 is what he turned down.
The Angels could be part of this at some point, too. That would be something with him and Mike. But you're talking about a guy that brings so much to the table for any organization. He really does. And, you know, I hate the Yankees, but it's not – I respect Aaron. Aaron Judge is like you welcome him with open arms on any team because he seems like a really good guy. He does a lot in the community. Everybody likes him. Plays his guts out. Very good defensive player also. Cannon for an arm. You know, the judge's robes and the judge corner, all that stuff. I think Bart brought it up today. He's right. I mean, you put on any organization, all of a sudden, that's an increase in ticket prices just to sit in the section.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way to market him. And I'll tell you right now, Aaron Judge walks down the street, everybody knows him. Mike Trout walks down the street. I don't think a lot of people would recognize him.
Well, Aaron Judge, everybody recognizes him. One, the market he plays in. Two, he's 6'7".
No, but I'm talking about like, if he walked down the street.
He sticks out like a sword.
If he walked down the street in the obscure section of Idaho, people would know who he is. I'm not sure Mike Trout would get the same recognition, despite being a fantastic ball player.
I think that's correct. Yeah. He's more recognizable.
Yep.
Judges.
I'm going to have to save this to Sean Watson stuff. I'll just tell you the gist of it. Then I'm going to get into more because we're going to go to a break and get to Sound Street. But according to Pro Football Network, the NFL Players Association is very concerned right now. The NFL will suspend Watson for the entire 2022 season. So all of a sudden, that's where we're back at again.
Mm-hmm.
We were here a couple of weeks ago. Then it started to tail off. And then the settlement happened, and people thought maybe the suspension would only be 20 because he settled 20 of the 24 lawsuits.
This is good.
And this is going – but now when you have the NFLPA, they're concerned – and then we have former U.S. District Judge Sue L. Robinson who's going to make the final decision based on the NFL recommendation. But if this is being leaked by the NFL players, not only are they concerned about this year, they're talking about him being that the Browns have been likely seeking a significant penalty for the quarterback. They think he might be suspended indefinitely, which is wow. And then there's also the report there that backup Jacoby Brissett is going to be their guy and not Baker Mayfield. They want to unload him in that $18.8 million deal.
Well, they're not unloading 18.8. It sounds like at best they're unloading 9.4.
Yeah, 9.4.
At best. They have managed to Cleveland Browned the heck out of a really talented roster. They have just... You feel for him. I'm so glad I signed up for ESPN alerts.
I feel for the
fans. John Cooper says that the Lightning, there's no tomorrows. No bleep, Sherlock. Thank you.
Well, that's not. I mean, they're going to.
No, it's not his. Yeah. It's generic coach speech. ESPN doesn't need to send me a push notification saying that John Cooper says there's no more tomorrows. I know this.
It's like Apollo Creed. There is no tomorrow. Remember?
Push me.
Rocky 3. There is no tomorrow.
Send me a push notification on, like, here's what Greg, the keys to tonight's game by Greg Wyshynski. Give me that. Give me there's no tomorrow. No bleep, Sherlock.
Remember Rocky running on the beach? He kind of just stopped. What's the matter with you, man? He's like, oh, tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. Come on, Rock.
I love that scene.
There is no tomorrow.
I actually think that that workout montage in three.
Running on the beach?
Running on the
when
beach.
When he finally beats
well,
him?
Well, he's got the bouncy balls in front of the mirror. He's doing the jump rope.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
It's every bit as good as the workout montage in four.
No, I'm with you. Yeah, in some ways it's better. I liked it even better.
Yeah. There's something about working out in a barn, though, in episode four.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
The contrast the way, between like the
way Drago had all the equipment and everything else, and then
inside in his warm indoor track, Rock's out there running through snow.
How about that?
Knees
about,
up.
How about the but doing those sit ups when he's like
loving off the edge.
I get it's like and he did all that stuff. They did all that stuff. I think a lot of people don't realize in the first I don't know about three, but in the first two, he and
Apollo Creed.
Carl Weathers. They both cracked ribs. And, there were a lot of body shots that were real in those two movies. The headshots weren't, but the body shots were. And they had to delay production a couple times because they both got banged up because they wanted it to be pretty realistic. But anyway. Three, yes, there is no tomorrow. Well, we're proud to announce the Naples Wealth Planning Sheeman and Shepherd Top Golf Tournament Sunday, July 31st from 12:30 to 3:30.
Sign up now.
Now. There is no tomorrow.
Sign your team up.
Get your team registered now to compete for great prizes, free lunch on us, and an ESPN swag bag.
Find a ringer.
Naples Wealth Planning Sheman and Shepherd Top Golf Tournament. Sign up now at ESPNSWFL.com.
Real Talk Radio is on ESPN Southwest Florida. Wake up with Captain Debbie Hansen every Saturday morning. Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, the NBA draft was last night, in case you missed it. And the number one pick overall, the Orlando Magic. They get Duke Ford Banchero. There it is.
With the first pick in the 2022 NBA draft, the Orlando Magic select Paolo Banchero from Duke University.
So that's the fifth number all Duke pick. We had this one on Wikipedia yesterday. They brought it up. And I was
most all time. They now lead by two.
PJ Carlissimo, NBA analyst on ESPN. No problem with the number one overall pick.
I don't know. Not at all. A lot of people thought through most of the year he was the odds-on guy to do it. It seemed through the process everybody felt it was going to be Jabari Smith. Really, Paolo and Jabari flipped one and three. Chet Holmgren, people had him at two, earmarked there. As we talked about earlier, really talented players, and wherever they ended up, teams are going to be happy.
Yep. Meanwhile, someone who's very happy is Craig Sheeman, who will be back on Monday. And here's what happened last night with the fifth overall pick on ESPN.
With the fifth pick in the 2022 NBA draft, the Detroit Pistons select Jaden Ivey from Purdue University.
Craig, of course, an IU fan or an IU grad. His brother, I'm sure, was happy. He was a Purdue grad.
And he asked me the hypothetical of what happens when a Duke player goes to Miami or goes to play for the Heat. Yeah. What do you do? And I said, you move on.
You move on.
I had to root for Justice Winslow. Didn't like him at Duke. Rooted for him on the Heat. The only one was Christian Laettner, but he rode the bench most of the time for Miami.
Yep. Meanwhile, then you had the New York Knicks, who didn't, well, they did a lot of little moves that didn't really do a big splash. Some people say they had a B. Other people say they were a big loser in the draft. Actually, the same site, one of the same sites I'm looking at.
Molly.
Maybe all Molly. Maybe all the prospects the Knicks wanted were gone by the time the number 11 pick rolled around on the surface. Hard to get too mad at turning one first-round pick into three, which is what they did. But none of those picks are really that valuable. Barring an injury to Giannis, the 2025 Bucks pick will be in the 20s. The other picks acquired from Oklahoma City were protected in ways that limit their value as well. Knicks don't have enough high-end talent to turn away lottery-caliber prospects. And last night, Stephen A., or this morning, I should say, on First Take. I think I saw some of this, but here he is on First Take and not very happy.
The New York Knicks have had 17 losing seasons in the last 21 years. They had 9 straight losing seasons, had 3 straight winning seasons. Mike Woodson did a great job, won Atlantic Division crown, actually won a playoff series. And then after that, they had another 6 or 7 losing seasons before they won last year with Tom Thibodeau teasing us into believing that new times have arrived. And then we see the same old nonsense taking place. You watched that draft. You covered that draft last night. I was on ABC. You were on ESPN, Big Bird. You saw the talent in that draft. You got a lottery pick. What's the cardinal rule about having a lottery pick? When you got a lottery pick, you got to get a lottery talent. That's what you need to do. You don't walk into the draft. Even though it was at the Barclays Center, damn it, it's still New York. It's one of the boroughs. You're in New York City. You have robbed fans of a reason to be joyous, the reason to be hopeful for the better part of the last 21 years.
Yeah, like I said, you can look it up. I believe they've only won one playoff series in the last 21 years. And, you know, Molly and Perk is, and then I did hear Stephen A. is like, they haven't won, you know, since 1971, you know, 71, 72. And he's like, I was 5 years old.
I felt for the Knicks fans that they kept showing last night. I'm just,
I didn't.
Like, they were little kids, and you're like, don't do that. Pick somebody else. Don't set yourself up for that lifetime. Because, well, I guess Dolan will sell the team eventually, right?
Oh, don't forget, he run is the Rangers, too.
They don't
win it.
The Rangers
have been somewhat respectable, but, I mean, he doesn't mess with them like he messes with the – I remember doing a show on draft night, and he was playing in his band.
JD and the Straight Shots.
Yeah, or maybe that was even here. He wasn't even there. They had a lottery pick one year. I think he wasn't even there. He was playing in his band.
Yeah, JD and the Straight Shots. That's his blues band.
And, again, the whole thing is right now they're taking a big gamble. They want Jalen Brunson out of Dallas. They hired his dad, Rick Brunson, a month ago, not a year ago, a month ago, to be an assistant coach with Tom Thibodeau. And then we find out that the president of the New York Knicks, Leon Ross, his son is Jaren Brunson's agent. And I still say there's a chance that you could see some tampering there somehow, some way, if Mark Cuban decides to make some noise, which he might make some noise just for the hell of it, of making noise.
Just because.
Not to mention he wants to fight for his player, I think, to stay with Doncic. But we'll see. Meanwhile, Adrian Wojnarowski. Oh, we have time?
Let's go to break.
Oh,
yeah,
go to break.
It's a longer
right.
cut.
It's a longer cut. We'll get to that. More on the NBA draft. More on the Stanley Cup Finals. More NFL news to tell you about. A couple of nuggets here and there about college baseball, including a little nugget about Florida State that some of you might find interesting. 239-337-3776. 1 hour down, three more to go on a Friday afternoon. Sheeman and Shepard here on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.